This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here, live and in living color at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the Genesis Communications Network across the country via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the security guards that are out there, as well as our construction workers, the truck stop waitresses that keep the coffee coming for the guys and gals to keep them moving, and the convenience store workers, too, the clerks in the windows. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can mean to you. Well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com guy. Hello, sir.
Hello there. Good morning.
And I was going to call you Cowboy Ron because you're wearing new cowboy boots.
Oh, okay.
So, Cowboy Ron, you want to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, this has been an interesting week, and it's not going to go away. And unfortunately, we still have this governor in Virginia who, boy, I don't know if he's intentionally trying to make things worse for himself or what. But this governor opened his mouth and tried to explain why he did what he did and all this sort of thing. And he had several different ways and statements of saying what he did. But first of all, your initial thoughts on what you heard the governor say?
What I heard the governor say was a bunch of garbage as far as I'm concerned. He did what he did. It was some time ago, of course. But to me, it's a reflection of his beliefs.
Now, you're talking about the picture that came out now?
Yeah, I'm talking about that picture.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the words he said that set all of this up. And by the way, let me just play him here real quick.
Okay.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So
when I heard that, my chin hit the floor.
Yeah, that's even worse. I'm sorry.
That's evil. That's pure evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what, though? I hate to say this. You're not going to like it, Captain. But he's a reflection of the people. This is what the people are voting for, in not only in Virginia, mm-hmm. but in other states where this kind of philosophy is being carried out.
I agree.
By these governors.
Yeah.
We've got to clean up our act as the people of this country and stop electing these kind of individuals that which are.
Now, one other little thing before you go on, did you happen to catch the video? And down at the bottom, it tells you who it is that's talking. And did you notice the big mistake they made?
I think that was something purposefully done on
CNN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's You know, they hope that people are stupid and they don't recognize what's going on. Of course, they would love to blame it on Republicans.
They did. They called him a Republican governor.
Yeah, and see, Republicans don't have that kind of a history. They really don't. You know, let's call a spade or whatever you want to call it. Somebody might be offended by me saying that, but let's just call a thing what it is. And this guy's a numbskull, but I hate to say it again. It's the people, man, that keep voting these type of individuals in office. And I can point to other states where you've got governors and I can point to this own state right here in Michigan. And look at the things that they're proposing in this state. It's not good. It's not pretty. But we, the people, are making these bad choices and bringing them upon ourselves.
Well, it's really a shame. Governor Ralph Northam, I'm looking at again, R in parentheses, Virginia, when he was giving his speech apologizing for, you know, wah, wah, poor me. And that was after he had to come out and say something because of the... Now, which one do you suppose he was? The one dressed in a KKK hood or the one dressed in a black cork?
Well, since he's, I don't know.
He's not admitting.
Yeah, see, that really proves...
I think he's in the hood. I think he's in the hood.
I was going to say the other, the blackface.
Oh, well, I think he was in the hood. To me, that would be more offensive.
Yeah, but either one, both of them are garbage as far as I'm concerned, but I think he's the blackie. He might be the polished guy. So it's just crazy. It's just
speaking of polishing, have you had a chance to put polish on those boots yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you got to wear them. We got to see them. You got to put them up on Facebook.
And you know what? I think I'll do that.
Yeah.
Because they are sharp. They are absolutely sharp.
Well, good for you. And it's nice that you were able to reap the rewards of those boots when you were down in Texas. Because, again, that's where I got mine.
Yeah.
Tony Lama.
You'll love them.
Went right to the factory. Yep.
I would wear them when I come to Florida, but it's too hot down there for that.
No, it's not. Oh, no. No, 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 no. It's never too hot to wear boots.
In Florida, it is. Oh, my God.
That's why we have air conditioning. I keep telling you that. You get in a car with air conditioning. Don't worry about the boots.
Yeah, but I like to walk. I like to go outdoors. And so
then you put on a pair of sandals. All right, well, hold that thought. Here comes the music. I'm telling you, the darn tourists out of Michigan, you got to tell them everything, but that is what it is. No, we say that laughingly. Okay, well, hold on, because I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. I kind of play it like Neil Bortz on my radio show and also the Money Minute's topic that I always, in all my years, I've avoided the topic of abortion. I can't anymore. What's taking place in New York State? What I'm witnessing, what's happening in the state of Virginia, I can't even get my arms around. I have no understanding of this. There's pure evil, in essence. In my opinion, it is the definition of pure evil. Slaughtering babies. It really doesn't get much worse than that. Third trimester, after the baby's born. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st-century Christian publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
So this AC guy comes by our place, takes a look at our unit, and tries to tell me it's a dinosaur. Tells me that it's about to fall apart and it needs to be replaced. And I'm like, I don't know, it seems like it's running good. It's only 8 years old.
That is fake news, ma'am. A quality system by Carrier installed by Total Air Solutions should last 10 to 12 years with proper maintenance. Fake news, I tell you.
Oh, good to know.
It's also good to know Total Air Solutions backs up repairs with a no-lemon guarantee and that our professionally installed Carrier units have a 10-year parts and labor warranty. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003 and 2018 Carrier President's Award winner. Check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root. And, of course, you hear him one day a week, usually, and he was on this week, Thursday morning. You know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. And, by the way, they've got more than just car insurance. Your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. They'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And I happen to be one of them. I've been a policyholder of theirs for going on 20 years now. So, go to GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more. GEICO.com. If they ask you how you heard about them, tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch. The captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards, ZRonEdwards.com, back from his trip down in Texas. And it was it warm down there?
It was pleasant. Temperatures when I left was 63 degrees, so it was very comfortable.
And did you have to come back to that below-zero menagerie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
23 below.
Did your car start?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay, because a lot of people, the vehicles weren't starting. By the way, I've heard some pretty doggone drastic stories about Michigan and elderly people dead on their porches. What's this all about?
It was several. I don't know what they were doing outside. That wasn't in the reports, but, yeah, people were found dead on their porches, and also homeless people.
Well, there was one that was on our news here at the top of the hour. I heard it, and it was about some woman that went out to feed the birds, and she locked herself out of her house, and she was found frozen to death on her porch. I mean, you got to be kidding me. What are they, nuts?
I don't mean to laugh about that one.
No.
That one escaped me. But
yeah, but I mean, go outside to feed the birds? Hell, open the door, throw this damn stuff out in the street. Let them get what they can. You don't walk out there.
Yeah, well, people do strange stuff, you know?
Well, yeah. Okay, speaking of strange stuff, tell me what a Foxconn is.
Well, company in Taiwan. So, and there's some good news because President Trump got on the phone and had a conversation, and so they've recommitted building their huge facility in Wisconsin, which is a good thing. I would like to know why they were backing out.
Because of the tax breaks that they weren't going to get, number one. And number two, they weren't going to get any breaks when it came to building because they had to go through, you know, all the different jump through the hoops and hurdles and all that. And when you get a business like that that comes in with 13,000 jobs and billions of dollars to invest, man, you go through your hoops on your end to get those people in and get the money rolling.
Well, that's the thing too. This is why I didn't understand, because I thought that Trump had gotten rid of a lot of these silly regulations.
Not in the state of Wisconsin, nope. Mm-mm.
And I thought that Governor Scott had done a better job of also reducing regulations, because he touted that quite often about reducing regulations in his state. So,
well, down here in Florida, Governor Rickshoff, you're talking about him. Yeah, we got rid of a lot of stuff to bring businesses in down here. That's how we got Amazon, amongst other places. But up there, it was Scott. What the heck is his last name?
Scott. Oh, gosh. Scott.
Well, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But he did try to do things as best he could, but there were still some things that were slowing things down. And again, I don't mind tax breaks at all to bring in business with that kind of revenue and with those kind of jobs. I don't mind it one bit.
You know, but you know what it shows me? When you get these tax breaks and companies move in, that shows me that should be your level of taxation across the board. Because
you know what it does, though, Ron?
No, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Because if you look at these other countries like Taiwan and elsewhere, their tax levels are much lower than ours. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a state like Wisconsin or whatever that lowers their taxes and induce them to come in, we're only lowering our taxes closer to where they're used to dealing.
Now, do you know what it does when they lower taxes to allow business like that in? It raises the revenue two or three times higher than what it was to lower the taxes to begin with.
Absolutely.
That's what it does.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There you go. Because you have much greater economic activity, plus you have all those new workers paying new taxes, and it's just a great economic snowball. But people on the left and others do not seem to be impressed with that kind of an economic model. They always want to try to oppress us with taxes and say, we need more. You've got the doe-eyed girl talking about 70%. You've got she's not Pocahontas anymore, Elizabeth talking about higher taxes. If you're 50, you have $50 million or more, a super tax or whatever.
10%.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's how you eliminate or wipe out economic growth and activity. And people have to understand, when these people are running around talking about increasing your taxes, they know that lowering taxes helps your economy. But it's about control. It's about changing the way our country runs. They don't like a capitalist or free market economy. And people have to understand that and start getting rid of these bums in office that are trying to kill us through taxes.
Well, they're voting them in because they hear the lies about socialism. They hear what they want to hear, but that's not the end result of socialism. And we'll get into that another time, because I definitely want to address that. Okay. What I want to do right now is get into the State of the Union address, which will be coming up the next time we talk Tuesday. We'll be on in the morning, and he'll be talking Tuesday night. It's going to be called, the whole focus is going to be on choosing greatness.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. When I read that, I just was happy to hear that, because this is what we need. You know, the State of the Union address is supposed to point out what's going on or whatever, but it's also a cheerleading time. You know, it's supposed to encourage Americans and build us up, and sort of it's a great rah-rah speech. And I hope I'm not, you know, sounding flippant about it, but that's what we need.
Well, standing behind Donald Trump is, or standing, sitting behind him will be Nancy Pelosi, probably with a gavel that's bigger than she is. She'll probably have that ceremonial gavel. And then, of course, you'll have Vice President Pence. Now, what's going to happen when Vice President Pence stands up to applaud and Nancy's sitting on her hands? You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I hope it happens just like that. That she has that sour lemon look on her face that she gets sometimes when he's speaking. It'll be beautiful. That's what we need to see. Mm-hmm. And Trump, I think Trump is going to hit it out of the park. I really do.
Now, day before yesterday, Kamala Harris announced she was running for the presidency, right?
Yep.
And yesterday, kind of the thunder was taken away from Mr. Spartacus.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Lower it. Here we go. Okay, all right. But anyway, Mr. Spartacus, Cory Booker, the thunder was taken out of his sail, but with all the stuff going on with the Virginia governor. But he announced he was going to be president and, running for president. We've got so many Democrats involved in this. And again, folks, I'm not making this up. Go look at the FEC filings. There's over 440 people from all different parties you never even heard of that have filed to run for president this year. Not that they'll all be in, but they've filed. And there's 140-plus Democrats in the mix.
Well, you know, you've got all these leftists who desperately want to go after Trump. I mean, this is what it's all about. They're coming out of the woodwork, and they want to derail the Trump Express. And I think they're going to fail, though. It's going. I mean, when you listen to these people, my gosh, Cory Booker. I mean, he calls Trump, he compared him to a KKK guy or something like that. And I mean, there is nothing racist about President Trump.
You can take a look at his record in Newark, and I'll tell you what, I know a lot about Newark, New Jersey, unfortunately, because I got relatives there, and there weren't a lot of happy people with Cory Booker in Newark, New Jersey. And they didn't vote for him when he was mayor, and they sure as hell didn't vote for him when he became senator, and things are still the same in Newark, New Jersey.
Well, it was horrible before he got there, and it was just as bad when he left. And he used to pretend to be a moderate Democrat, coming out in support of the Second Amendment at first. And then I guess when he got in the Senate and got schooled in Washington by the leadership in the Democrat Party, and they told him, we don't do that, so... He's been showing his true colors ever since.
Well, you know, here comes the music, and we never have enough time to talk about what we talk about, but that's okay. The people enjoy what we talk about when we do, because it is all about America. I'm an American first, and everything else comes after that. Ron, we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, The Edwards Notebook. We're going to play his Edwards Notebook, by the way, when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Got a lot more stuff coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at theanswertampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam appears to have almost no choice but to resign after losing support from virtually every Democratic state lawmaker and key allies who late Friday urged the Democratic governor to leave office because of a racist photo in which he appeared more than 30 years ago. Northam says... Each Tuesday, at least for the night, choosing greatness is the official White House theme, and Mr. Trump is not expected to dwell on the government shutdown. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has tweeted that the United States plans to send humanitarian aid to Venezuela, despite President Nicolas Maduro's refusal to accept aid. The scope of the Catholic priest sex abuse scandal continues to expand in the U.S. Texas becomes the latest state where church officials are releasing the names of clergymen who were accused of abusing children. More details at srnnews.com.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-B-I-B-L-E, 844-41-BIBLE.
I'm Chuck Englund, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7, 103.1, and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
Larry Elder.
I am led to believe by people who have interacted with the special counsel that we should be prepared for him to release a report that is anticlimactic. Did Donald Trump collude with the Russians? We have seen zero evidence.
And I think the president is growing confident that there's zero evidence of collusion, but he already knows he didn't collude.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930, TheAnswer.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, it's always a lot of fun on the weekend to be able to talk to the people we do. We've had a running conversation going here with about 35, 40 people on the Facebook page. And by the way, this is something you can do. If you feel that you are at work or whatever and you can't call in on the telephone, I get it. I understand that. But here's what I'd like to have you do. Go over to one of the Facebook pages, either the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page or the Captain's America radio show Facebook page and chime in that way. And by doing that, guess what? You'll be able to communicate with me, and we will be able to talk back and forth, which is why you hear me mentioning some of the things that I mentioned. All right, well, now, let's just hold on a second here, because as promised, I've got an Edwards Notebook coming up right now.
The Republican Party is certainly not perfect, but it's the Democrats who are now officially the party of death and destruction. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When it comes to every major issue affecting our republic, Democrats have become the party of how low can you go? It's not enough that far too many Americans slaughter their babies via abortion, but New York Governor Cuomo and other Democrats celebrate the fact that now Americans can kill their babies all the way up to the point of birth. We know that no nation can remain strong with open borders, but Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, and most Democrats are literally willing to sacrifice our national sovereignty and greatness on her altar of hatred of President Trump. Not because of any wrongs the president has said or done, because she and other Democrats have done far worse. which I believe will be revealed and dealt with soon, but because Trump has dared to challenge the status quo swamp-dwelling internationals who have been working to literally bury the United States under a mountain of United Nations and other leftist-inspired regulations that would replace our Constitution and Bill of Rights Foundation. Wake up, America. The republic you save may be your own. I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss the Ron Edwards Experience Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on SHR Media and AmericaMatters.us and Sundays at 12 a.m. on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Well, actually, Ron's too old to be new, so he's just a voice of America, and I know that's been on his thing here for a number of years. But anyway, I want to talk about, for a second here, about Congress next week is going to take up gun control. You probably haven't heard this anywhere else, so I'm going to let you know first that there are a couple of gun control bills that are going to be running side by side, one in the House and one in the Senate, and it's the so-called universal background checks for guns. Now, they're being misleadingly described as simply requiring background checks on all sales of firearms. But this isn't a fact. This is, in effect, just a small part of what these overbroad pieces of legislation would do, because they go much, much deeper than that. Now, also, before I go to my caller here on the telephone line, constitutional carriers coming to South Dakota, the South Dakota governor, Ms. Noem signed an NRA-backed constitutional carrier bill to allow people to carry in South Dakota without having to go through getting a concealed firearm permit. There you go. That's pretty good up there. And by the way, South Dakota is pretty well spread out. Okay, let's drift down and go to the telephone lines. And is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Well, I just wanted to comment about this Virginia governor thing. What's particularly disgusting to me is, first of all, it's Abortion Northam. That's his name, Abortion Northam. We got to tag him with that. You know what I mean?
I do.
But there was a guy that ran against Ed Gillespie.
Ed Gillespie got trashed. Yep.
McAuliffe was term limited out. He was the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Gillespie was a moderate Republican. He wasn't a rhino. He was your typical run-of-the-mill Republican, nothing wrong with that. Guy didn't have a racist bone in his body.
Nope.
I think he was a former chairman of the RNC. I think he was governor once before, years ago. Ed Gillespie almost won that race. He got trashed and vilified as a racist and a hater and a white nationalist. And look who's the real racist, you know what I mean? I mean, come on. Going around in Klan regalia and blackface, even as far back as 84.
And he won't tell which one he was. How about that? And I'm guessing right now he was in the Klan garb.
In 84, I was 24, and I was living in New Jersey at the time. I just got out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went to college. I went to college when I was later in life in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody knows you don't go around in Klan regalia and blackface. I mean, do you have to... Even blue-collar people know that. How come it's all these college elite people that do all that kind of stupid stuff? Possibly are they hypocrites, huh?
Could be.
Yeah. So that's what's really disgusting. Poor Ed Gillespie got trashed because the Republicans really wouldn't support him. That was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't respond. You know, unfortunately, he didn't respond in kind. And I say one more thing before I go.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to get on your Facebook, your social media, whatever it is you all do with these computers, and you need to immediately demand that Abortion Northam resign.
Yeah.
You need to take this guy out of there.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
You got to fight fire with fire. But with the Republicans, the Dems would be ready to lynch this guy. We got to respond in kind. In the ideal world, we shouldn't. We shouldn't have to do that. But apparently, that's what we're going to have to do to win.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it. And Ian is absolutely spot on again. He's absolutely right. This guy should not be the governor of Virginia, let alone be the dog catcher of Virginia, because of what he has just shown his true colors to be. Now, he didn't just say this, and he didn't just do this. he actually doubled down on what he had to say. Now, I know some people right now are going, well, what did he say? Well, here's what he said. Listen to this.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So
now that's not that bad, right? Oh, yeah, right. Okay, want to make it a little worse? I'll do it step by step. Here's the second part of this.
So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
Blown out of proportion. A live birth takes place. You then set the baby off to the side somewhere, allowing it to fend for its own for the first few minutes of its life, while the mother decides whether or not she wants to keep the baby, and then you're going to let the baby die or kill the baby? Are you kidding me? Blown out of proportion. Now, just for good measure, listen to this.
There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I would tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And
wow. All I can say is wow. And if there's anybody that supports that, unless it's the life of the mother that's at stake, it's still wow on my part. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hugh Hewitt does see a way to get a compromise on border security.
My view is if they go big, they can. They ought to ask. The Republicans ought to say, Democrats, give us your wish list and write it up in a bill. And then we'll edit, delete, and add provisions. You start with your bill, give it to us as though you had 60 senators. What do you want? and let's see if we can't get to a draft. That's how you do it.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 6, right before Mike Gallagher at 9, on AM 930. The Answer.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The hatred among most Democrats for President Trump is so strong, I doubt there will be an agreement on funding for a border wall. Yes, the bipartisan group tasked with arriving at a mutual agreement is making the right sounds, but the Democrat leadership in the House and Senate will likely hear none of it and come up with an excuse not to agree to anything. They want another government shutdown because polls show Republicans and Trump mostly were blamed for the last one. Politics is all they care about, and destroying the president, not the country or its interests. I hate to put it that way, but how else would you put it? Our southern border is not being protected. Agents want a wall, and who knows better than they do what will work? I hope the president puts some of those agents in the balcony during his State of the Union address next week, as well as people whose relatives were murdered by illegals crossing the border. That may not move the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but it might move the country to pressure them to vote for a wall or a barrier that actually works. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, we're wrapping up another weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, some of you may have noticed a bit of a difference on the weekend now that we have our syndicator, Genesis Communications Network. Now, the show is always recorded live from 2 to 5 a.m. on Saturday mornings. That's our normal time. We come on at 2 a.m. 6 days a week. On Saturdays, our show is only 3 hours long because the weekend format that we do is set up predominantly for what the stations like to carry it on as a three-hour format. During the week, we're 4 hours. We have more time to do different things because we are a news program. And during the night, as breaking news comes in, a lot of times we have to change what we had planned to do and then just go with whatever's going on there, as you well know, those of you that have listened to the show for years. So on the weekend, it's recorded live from 2 to 5 a.m. by Genesis Communications Network, and then it's distributed over the satellite at various times to our affiliates all around the country on Saturday, on Sunday, and even in some cases on early Monday morning, depending on where you're at. So that's how that works on a weekend. That's why you hear the show at different times other than just me bantering from 2 a.m. in the morning on until whenever. Now, want to start with our beach and boating forecast because it's a beautiful weekend to be on a boat. And here we go. Now, first of all, Freedom Boat Club brings you the beach and boating forecast. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And secondly, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, We've got beautiful weather for the weekend. A 20% chance of showers today, becoming mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south-southeast in the afternoon. Then Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 62. North-northwest winds around 8 miles an hour will become light and variable in the evening. Then Sunday morning, we'll have patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 73. It'll be a little bit cooler. Light and variable wind becoming west-northeast around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 59 degrees with northwest winds around 6 miles an hour becoming calm, and that'll be after midnight. And then again on Monday, 73 degrees, low around 57. So we're back to seasonable temperatures. You got rid of all the cold stuff, at least for a while. But your beach and boating forecast pretty much for the weekend is going to be a few showers will be around, mostly cloudy. We'll have winds gusting to maybe 10 miles per hour with an afternoon sea breeze. We'll have a light chop on the bay, 2 feet. The Gulf and the bay water temperature will remain pretty much around 58 degrees, where it's at right now. High tide this morning coming at 7:19 a.m. Low tide this afternoon at 2:48 p.m. And that's the way it's going to look on the waters for your highway of water world, if you will, while you're out there trying to fish or water ski or whatever. But keep in mind, 58 degrees in the water might be warm to a Canadian, but you still have a problem out there. You want to make sure you stay warm because it'll be a little bit cool on the water at 58 degrees till it warms up. Now, I want to tell you about my friends at the Freedom Boat Club because they've got 168 locations across the country. Many of you are listening right now and are Freedom Boat Club members in other parts of the country. And you go, boy, I'd like to take a trip to Florida, but I wonder if I could take advantage of my boat membership down there. Well, yeah, you can. Come on down. Because the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club family is right here in Tampa Bay. The largest franchise. Over 300 boats and 19 locations to serve you. And I'm a member. I belong to the economy plan, which is a Monday through Friday plan, which is great for retirees and people like myself who usually have something to do on the weekend. It doesn't necessarily mean hopping on a boat. So I, as a result of that, am able to go out on a boat anytime I want, Monday through Friday. If I want to upgrade on a weekend, pay an upgrade fee to go out on a weekend, I can do it. I can do it. And in order to do that, you get the first month of member dues free. You get unlimited weekday use. You get rolling reservations. You get reciprocity all across the country at any of their locations. And if you want to become a member right now, it's $1,000 off the membership, the one-time entry fee. If you happen to be a military veteran, active duty military, a first responder, active or retired, or you're in the medical profession, you get an extra $500 on top of that, or a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee to become a member. So there you go. And by the way, you can also join with another person if you want to split the entry fee and split the monthly fees, and that works out pretty good for a lot of people. Then you got the standard plan, which is 7 days a week. And that's the Cadillac plan. That's everything you want, and then some. And again, you can save up to $1,500 off the one-time entry fee if you're a veteran, active duty military, or a first responder, active or retired, or in the medical profession. Now, all you got to do to find out more is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to their website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, to find out more. And membership has its advantages. Becoming a Freedom Boat Club member like I did, again, weather's nice, I want a boat, call them up. I'm 10 minutes away from where my marina is, where I go to get the boat. On the boat in 15 minutes and gone. See ya. It is fun. And yeah, I did promise somebody a boat cruise, come to think of it. So I got to deliver on that one. Yep, I got to deliver on that one. I got to take somebody out for a boat ride. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. Oh, and by the way, if you want to just go out and find out what they're all about, they have weeknight cruises out of their marinas. They go out for an hour and a half or two into Tampa Bay, And they go out of Ruskin. They go out of St. Pete. They go out of Tampa. And you can call them up again at 855-FREEDOM and get on one of those. They're absolutely free. And see what it's like to get out there in the water in one of their boats. Who knows? You might actually like it. So there you go. Freedom Boat Club. 1-855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM, the phone number. Give them a call to find out more. Now, back to a little bit of audio here. Because, again, I'm going to stop harping about the governor of Virginia. But I am going to talk about Cory Booker. Because he's another one, Mr. Spartacus. Listen to this.
Kellyanne, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey announced this morning that he's going to be running for president. It's a Friday. We're heading into the weekend. What is the administration's reaction to that?
Welcome. The water seems warm. Welcome to dive in along with, I don't know, 10, 15, 30 other Democratic candidates. I would ask him a couple of questions today as he runs from my native New Jersey. One is, what's wrong with the candidates that are already in there? What's your objection to Kamala Harris running, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, these others who have already announced, Tulsi Gabbard maybe? If he were a Republican running against them, they would immediately call him a sexist for running against these women in the Democratic field. But I'd also ask him, what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief and president of the United States? And being a motivational speaker who's, quote, tinny, the words of David Axelrod, the mastermind behind President Obama's presidential victories, he sort of slammed him today by saying he doesn't really sound like an inspirational leader sometimes. He sounds like more like a motivational speaker who can be tinny. I think people witnessed that when he unloaded for all the cameras to see on now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Spartacus moment.
Well, his Spartacus moment, but it went beyond that. Remember, he was pretending that he was breaking with protocol in the Senate, that he was going to release confidential emails, and I believe it was Senator Cornyn of Texas that reminded him that those had already been released. He also, I think people should go and look at his record in Newark, New Jersey. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, about 8 or 9 years ago, gave $200 million in matching funds to Newark for its school system, and a whole bunch of that, millions and millions of dollars, went to politically connected consulting firms.
Yeah, a lot of it didn't pan out.
And you know, I first came upon Cory Booker many years ago when he was a pro-school choice advocate. But the modern Democratic Party in which he's running for the presidential nomination has moved so far to the left that he can't even bring himself to continue to help those school children.
Well,
Now, what Kellyanne just said about the school money there is something that I haven't mentioned until right now. That is true. The money didn't go to the schools. It went to consultants. Cory Booker was one of them. Also, Kamala Harris. Oh, boy. I mean, it's going to get wild and wild and wild. Speaking of wild, I got to head on out of here because it's time for the next show to come on board the satellite, wherever you're listening to me at. And I want to thank everybody for a great week on the radio. And I will be back Monday morning, bright and early, 0200 hours. So have a great weekend. Take care. Be safe. Whatever you do. God bless America. And I'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
This is Hugh Hewitt for TownHall.com. Our government has now introduced sanctions targeting Venezuela's oil industry as we up the pressure on the dictator Maduro to get out. We've turned off the oil, as well as access to the money. We've called for military leaders to switch their allegiance to the man now recognized as Venezuela's legitimate head of state, Juan Guaido. And we've made it clear that any attempt to harm remaining U.S. diplomats in Venezuela will, in the words of National Security Advisor Ambassador John Bolton, quote, be met with a significant response. Bolton declined to comment on what that response would be, but he was carrying a yellow pad. And on that yellow pad was written, quote, 5,000 troops to Colombia. That's an Army combat brigade. Now, John Bolton does nothing by mistake. Ambassador Bolton is a friend of mine. I know John Bolton. I've worked with John Bolton. John Bolton is no Ben Rhodes.